A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I always enjoy it when the readings during the week echo the readings that we had on Sunday, because our reflection throughout the week always should be filtered through what we've heard on Sunday to make sure that it is being prayed deeply into deep soil so that we can bear fruit. Jesus gives us these two images about the kingdom of heaven, about the kingdom he has come to announce, about the kingdom he wants us to enter. The first lesson that he teaches us is we have to value the kingdom appropriately, like that treasure in a field, like that pearl of great price. The sellers of those two items didn't recognize the treasure that was there. They took it for granted, but the buyers grasped it, that we need to properly value God and the things of God, put them in their proper place, know that they're more important than other things. And then second, we need to have the guts to take the risk to sell everything in order to buy it. That this treasure of God is worth more than everything else in our life combined. We need to be willing to sell all that we have to obtain that. Account everything else as a distant second compared to that treasure of God. But even that's not enough. Once we do that, then there's another part of our gospel. Jesus told us elsewhere, basically, use it or lose it. That unless we're going uphill, we're sliding downhill. That to the one who has, more will be given. To the one who doesn't have, even what he has will be taken away. That in order for us to retain this treasure, in order for us to keep this pearl of great price, we must share it with others. That when we obtain that treasure, we're not selfish with it. Because if we recognize what a treasure it is, then we want the whole world to have that treasure. And when we do, we won't have less of the treasure. We'll actually have more of the treasure. That's the only way we can take the treasure with us as we go. It's the only thing that'll fit through the eye of the needle. You know, there's a famous American businessman. He founded Domino's Pizza, built it up to a massive national company. His name's Thomas Monaghan. Soon as he had sold Domino's for $1.1 billion, he made a commitment to die penniless. His treasure, he knew, he was just a steward of. And the only way he was going to be able to keep it would be to be able to give it away. And he did it by funding various religious orders and helping them get going, founding lots of Catholic schools, and even founding Ave Maria University in Florida, in order to provide really solid Catholic educational opportunities for those going to college. He grasped that the treasure he had was far more than $1.1 billion. The treasure he had was the treasure of his faith. He wanted to do everything that he could to make sure that treasure got passed on to others through women religious and through educational institutions that were truly Catholic. We need to reflect on our own lives when we hear this parable and ask ourselves, is the Lord truly our treasure? Do we value him as he must? And do we make the choice for him above others? Within this context, as we recognize the pearl of great price we have a chance to receive on our tongues in the morning, the martyrs of Abitine, Tunisia, to whom Pope Benedict always refers whenever he speaks about the Eucharist, because this describes our proper evaluation of the treasure that's here. When in 304 the local governor in Abitine, Tunisia today, said that if you came together on Sunday to worship the Lord, you would be arrested and summarily executed. 49 showed up on Sunday. And when they had been arrested, and when the governor would try to tip him off because he didn't want any blood on his hands, especially because the Christians were very respected, when he said, "Why did you come together after I told you you would be killed?" they said, "Sine Dominico non possumus." Without the Lord on Sundays, we can't make it. In other words, we value the Lord on Sunday more than we value our life. We would rather die physically in order to have this spiritual treasure than to survive physically and not have access to this spiritual treasure. That's the second point. Once you value, then we make the choice. We're living in a conflict-averse age, a risk-averse age. And Pope John Paul II, who constantly said to us, "Be not afraid," made the motto of the third Christian millennium, "Ducem altum," put out into the deep water, lowering your nets for a catch. Even though we catch fish in shallow water at darkness, at the Lord's word, which is our treasure, we will put out the nets into deep water during daylight. I remember once a priest I knew was speaking to a bishop, and the priest wanted to build a Catholic school, and the bishop said it was too risky. And this priest said to the bishop, "Bishop, we've got to be willing to take risks. We've got to be able to put onto the deep in order to spread the faith." And this bishop said in return, "We never have to take risks." No wonder why that bishop's diocese is sterile. When we properly value what's valuable, we need to be able to sell the rest of what we have. We need to be willing to take that risk on the Lord. We need to be willing to die to ourselves so that Christ will live. And then once we recognize it's a true treasure, how can we keep it to ourselves? We automatically want to share it to others. That's the most natural thing possible, as Tom Monahan did with what he properly valued and has chosen, so we're called to do. I don't want to end without a little comment on the first reading. Moses, when he would go into the presence of the Lord, would come out transformed. His face was glowing. He was changed. And there was nothing he couldn't do about it. He couldn't even hide it. He'd put a veil over his face so that others wouldn't be blinded by the reflection. But he couldn't stop the fact that he was reflecting the radiance of the Lord. It's the same thing for us when we properly value prayer, when we properly value the sacraments, and we receive them with the docility with which Moses would go in and receive whatever the Lord would say to him or give him, that we too are changed. I remember being in Rome, seeing so many people have the chance to meet the Holy Father. They'd be thoroughly transformed afterward. But my old Latin teacher was a little bit of an iconoclast. He used to lament the fact that so many people would be changed in a meeting with the Holy Father, and then they'd go into the Blessed Sacrament Chapel at St. Peter's and come out as if they had just sort of seen a sight, as if they had just sort of made a quick little visit. The reason was because they were doing that routinely. They weren't really doing it with great receptivity. And that's always a danger for us when we pray. If it's just a good habit, something that we do on a list of good things over the course of the day, the odds that we'll be transformed like Moses was transformed are very, very small. But it's when we properly value what we're doing that we can't help but be transformed. We can't help but glow. Moses used to take off his sandals when he would come into the presence of the Lord because he was totally holy. When we recognize we're in the presence of His divine majesty, the King of Kings, that we don't deserve to be here, that this could never be something we just check off as a good way to start the day, but this is an encounter with the Creator of the universe, the Savior of us and the entire human race, then we begin to open ourselves up to be transformed, to become a glow, not just in our faces, but within. that'll make it so much easier for us to give of ourselves totally to obtain this treasure. And then without even trying to bring this treasure to others by the simple way we glow.